Have you been noticing on the cable news shows in particular, the talking heads, the pundits, the percentage of whom are beginning their comments or their answers to questions with, "Look, look, Steve," or "Listen, listen, the way you got to take this into account is, have you noticed this? Look and listen." It's basically a way of saying, "I've got something important to say, now pay attention." I personally think you could stretch it. And essentially, it seems to be, to me, kind of a subtle message. Hey, dummy, I'm talking now. Pay heed. Probably, I think that reflects a growing arrogance in our culture. That is why it's been so easy for me to dominate in the humility competition. It's not so much that I'm that humble. It's just my competition is very weak. But nevertheless, that's another topic. This idea that I have something to say, pay attention now, not only I think reflects a little bit of what's going on out there in our general cultural persona, but there's another aspect to it. And I've done this monologue before, but I'm going to go off in a different direction this time. It's the idea, and I don't know how this has happened, but commentators, pundits, even anchors without their teleprompters, when they're free-floating on their own like I do here on this program. I got no teleprompter here. I don't even have any notes. The only thing I got is a wife who tells me, "Now, Ray, this is what I want you to say." That's it. How is it that more and more of them have come to speak this way? What is it about this language, osmotic process that somehow we, as human beings, start to imitate each other without even realizing it? This look and listen phenomenon started probably about a year or two ago. And I am amazed at the educated people, people I respect for their intellectual puissance, that have picked up on this. I don't think they did it on purpose. I don't think they said, "Hey, I really like the way that person says look or listen before giving their opinion. I'm going to start doing that. I'll have to practice because it doesn't come natural." I think it just happened. You can draw a parallel to the adolescent and, sadly, even adult verbal tic called like. Well, like, you know, so, like, I said to her, "You know, you're not going to do that." And she was like, "I don't believe it." Now, this used to be Valley Girls. This used to be a mode of speaking that we made fun of. We caricatured. It is not that way anymore. It is, I mean, like, you know, like the way we talk, like. I see it in my children. If they go to some kind of adolescent gathering, they come back, they're liking all over the place. Everything's like. Drives you nuts. And then I got to thinking a step further. If we do this to language, we do it to ideas. Part of the frustration in carrying on a moral conversation or a moral debate with someone, you know this as well as I do, their arguments are almost a string of cliches. If you talk, say, abortion, "Well, I'm not a one-issue voter." Or they'll say something like, "Well, I don't think it's my right to tell somebody what to do with their body." Or, in a more generic level, "Well, you know, spanking breeds aggressive children." If you're too strict with their kids, they're just going to rebel and go behind your back. What about socialization for homeschoolers? My experience has been these are ideas that people don't even bother to think through. They simply repeat them. Like they say, look, listen, and like. All the L words. That's part of the frustration in attempting to have an intelligent interchange with somebody. Because they haven't thought through their cliches. They just throw more cliches at you as they argue. I just want to look at them and say, look, listen, like. Homeschoolers aren't socialized. That's a bunch of bunk from every level. There's no research to support that whatsoever, anywhere at all. Zero, zip, nada. But yet, because it's reiterated, just like is reiterated, just like look is reiterated, just like listen is reiterated, I would imagine it simply becomes not a verbal tick, but a philosophical tick. I personally am amazed at how sheep-like we humans can be. We're very much that way. We follow. And we don't even realize we follow. We can't even articulate that we're following. We actually believe that these cliches that we utter are our own deep thinking. That somehow we've come to this wonderful conclusion about homeschoolers or about spanking or about parenting in general. You can't protect them forever, you know. That's a real world out there. And so we just utter this mindless look, listen, like cliche and think we're smart. Look, you people, listen, listen. Like, I got something here I got to tell you, like. Like, look, I got to take a break. So listen up.